Hello, this is Psychic Medium Michael, and I've been having some technical problems, so I had to call in on a different phone. So, welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio, and we do appreciate it so much that you're here tonight. We do have a guest tonight, and it is Carol Joyce is with us tonight, and so she'll be with us shortly. So we're going to go ahead, and hopefully everything is working, and you guys can hear me. Because I have no idea what's going on tonight. But I've had a good day, and so hopefully you have as well. We're going to go ahead and open with prayer, and you know, hopefully you like that song. And that's what we're trying to do here on Spiritual Talk Radio, is try to make a better world. And so hopefully you like that song. So let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we will get our guest on here with us, okay? Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us. And Father, Mother, God, we just ask that right now that you would just send angels to minister unto us and to speak to us. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for the gifts that are inside of Carol tonight, and I appreciate her being here. Father, Mother, God, continue to bless her, continue to lead and guide her in everything that she says and everything that she does. Not just tonight, but every night. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for that. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for our listeners as always. I just pray that you would just meet their needs physically, spiritually, and mentally, and emotionally. Father, Mother, God, just continue to touch them. Continue to lead them. And Father, Mother, God, right now, help me get out of the way that you can speak through me tonight and that you can work through me as always. Thank you for this radio program. I thank you for this opportunity. To be us and be in this now moment. Surround us all with that white light of the Holy Spirit, and we say namaste, and we say amen, and we say hello to Carol, and hopefully everything's working fine. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for that beautiful prayer. That was lovely.
You're welcome. I appreciate you being on here.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I think we had some lower energies trying to keep the show from going on because I couldn't hear on my other phone, and so I thought, uh-oh, I got to call in some other way. So that's all right. I just get to hold the phone for a little bit. I'm used to having a headset, and so you get spoiled having a headset on your head and don't have to hold the phone. But
okay.
It's an honor having you here, and could you just tell us a little bit about you in a nutshell?
Yes, I'm what's called an angel channeler. When I, as I call it, get in the zone, information comes through me. I guess telepathically, I want to say. I literally don't know from one minute to the next what the angels are going to tell me to tell people.
Right.
So I work with the angelic realm.
Okay. And how long have you been doing this?
Oh, I want to say probably 12 years, a good 12 years.
Man, that's a while.
If you told me 20 years ago I'd be doing this, I'd say you're crazy.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
interesting.
I always say. Yeah.
It's interesting how our paths bring us to where we are today.
Yeah, and it is. And, you know, and I don't know about you, Carol, but, you know, my path has had those twists and those turns and those bumps in the road. But we're here at this now moment, and that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Yeah. So now, how did you even get interested in this? How did this happen for you? Did you just wake up one day and this
no,
was there?
No, you know, it, believe it or not, it was taught to me. I mean, we're all psychic. It was actually taught to me by my sister. I was down in Florida visiting her.
Right.
And she had lost her partner. And I work with a pendulum, and she took a class on how to work with your pendulum, you know, to work with your higher self's will. And she had a friend there, and she said, Carol, this is what we're working with. You know, why don't you try it? Pick it up and ask, you know, ask the angels to help you, give you a yes, give you a no. Well, P.S., they got very angry with me because as soon as I put the pendulum up, it just started moving like crazy. And they went, oh, my God, I can't believe it. It took us 15 minutes to get a yes or a no.
Right.
So it kind of just went from there. And then she said, you know, she taught me how to protect myself and say a prayer of protection and, you know, to thank them at the end, et cetera. And it kind of just went from there. And I just started practicing it and asking friends if I could work with them. And year by year, it's just growing more and more. I mean, it's unbelievable. I don't even advertise. It's all been word of mouth, and a lot of people need their angels these days. It's amazing. People are in such distress. So I went for a reading myself once many years ago before I started doing this, and two different readers told me that I was a healer, and I went, you know, this is the second person to tell me this. And I said, well, how am I supposed to heal? And, of course, they said, I don't know. You have to figure that one out. But I think, quite honestly, that I really help people heal in readings, particularly when they've lost someone and somebody comes through with a message. It might be something very small, but all of a sudden the tears start and the cleansing starts and helps them to, they tell me it helps them to heal.
Right. Yeah, because there's all kinds of different healing, and I'm sure that you do help a lot of people heal. Now, so how did you start, the question I would have for you, you know, somebody's listening to us right now and they want to start working with their angels. How would they go about that? I mean, how did it start with you? I mean, how did you start working with your angels?
First of all, just by asking them to come in. Doreen Virtue is kind of the queen of angels. I would recommend that they go on her website and read some of her books. I love her oracle cards.
Right.
I actually work with one of the sets. And I kind of get a message for myself every day. And I kind of think that's a fun way to start. You know, I'll sit there in the morning with my coffee and just say, you know, I'll take a deck and I'll just start shuffling. And it one will literally fly out of the deck for me. I go, okay, I guess that's a message I need to hear today. And, you know, I kind of start with that. Very often I've found, and even in my own personal life, I've found that you know, they'll start giving you little messages, you know, on things that we should do or we should change in our life.
Right.
I was at one point working for Bassett Furniture, doing, you know, furniture sales, which I loved. But there was this little part of me that, you know, kept saying, there's something else I'm supposed to do. So I connected with a local angel shop here in town and started doing readings there on a part-time basis on my days off. And I eventually just got led and kind of pushed out of the nest and pushed out of sales and landed up doing this full-time. And I just love it, and it feeds my soul, and I think it really helps a lot of people.
Yeah, sounds like you're about like me. I mean, that's how I sort of got pushed into this, too. You know, I had a job, and then I got fired from that job that I had for a long time, and I thought, okay, what do I do next? You know,
yeah.
And so, and you know, sometimes, you know, because Spirit was trying to pull me this way, and I was like, I don't think so. And, you know, and sometimes Spirit gives us that little push and says, okay, here you go. This is it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's not that way for everybody, but for a lot of people,
no.
We have to have that little bit of a shove forward.
Right. You know, they just work in different ways. I mean, a lot of times people, if people have lost someone, I'll be in the middle of doing a reading and, you know, I'll say somebody's here from the other side.
Right.
And, you know, I'll go, you know, I don't know if it's a grandmother, say, you know, are you smelling roses? This just happened this past week. And I said, this is your grandmother's energy around you. It's her way of coming to you. And she said, I didn't know what it was. I smell roses, and I thought, well, maybe this could be a message from someone, but I don't know. So, you know, very often spirit, or I should say rather, people who've passed in spirit will tell me, you know, they come, women very often will come with a floral scent or their favorite fragrance. Fathers, grandpas very often will come to their loved ones with the smell of smoke. I know I've experienced that myself. With a grandfather spirit coming through. You know, they can come in different ways. You know, butterflies. My mom passed, and my father will see messages with butterflies all the time. actually one time he was up here from Florida, and we went to the cemetery, and we had the neatest experience with a butterfly situation. You know, he said, you know, okay, Annie, come on, bring me a butterfly. And a little one came about, you know, and we went to the car, and then we got in the car, and we started heading toward the highway. Now, there's nothing near the cemetery other than industrial stuff. Mm-hmm. Michael, it was the most bizarre thing. This huge monarch butterfly attached itself to the windshield and stayed with the car until we went up on the highway. And I just said, okay, thanks, Mom.
Right, yeah.
So it was kind of cool.
Yeah, and it's, you know, those little signs that sometimes that we overlook, you know, that
right.
our loved ones are with us and that the
exactly.
angels are trying to speak to us.
Mm-hmm.
Because I definitely believe in angels. I actually use some of Doreen Virtue's. I actually have 1, 2, 3, 4 decks of hers.
Right.
And the very first deck that I got that I started using was one of her decks. It was the Healing with the Angel deck. And I actually still use it in my readings. Because, you know, I do believe that those will assist us. They will guide us. But they also have to be asked to be a part of our lives and to work in our lives.
Exactly.
So, yes.
And we have to ask them, you know, I have a Catholic background. And, you know, with that old-fashioned background, you know, I would always say, well, who am I, this mere mortal, to ask for their help?
Right.
Doesn't God have better things to do than to help me, you know, with this silly little thing? But, you know, the angels are there for us. They're God's messengers. They're celestial beings. They've not lived on this earth, but, you know, because a lot of people will say, oh, my, you know, my grandmother's my angel. And I go, no, your grandmother's could be one of your guides. She can't be your angel. You know, there's 4 major archangels that I always like to remind people to remember. There is, of course, Archangel Michael, the head honcho angel. He's the warrior. So anytime anybody needs to go to battle of any time, they should try to ask him to come. There's Archangel Uriel, the angel of psychology. There's Archangel Gabriel, the angel of arts and communication. And there's Archangel Raphael, the archangel of physical ailments and healing. So I like to, you know, just tell people about asking help from the archangels as well. You know, we all have angels among us. When we're born, an angel is directed to us. And that angel stays with us our whole life and helps us to cross over at the end, as well as any of those family members who have passed before us. And they're there to help us. We just need to ask.
Definitely. I agree with that totally. Now, when you were younger, did you have any experiences with angels yourself? Or
no, I really didn't. This all came about good 12 years ago.
Okay.
No, I was not born. You know, we're all psychic, you know, whether you call it women's intuition, a gut feeling. Unlike, I believe I heard some of your past recordings, that you had, quote unquote, shall I call it, the gift from childhood.
Right.
I did not have this gift.
Right.
You know, I was just told in readings that I was a healer.
Right.
You know, maybe 15 years ago or something, and then it sort of evolved along the way.
Yeah, okay. I was just curious, you know, if there had been any, you know, because a lot of times, even if we don't know what's going on, sometimes we have those experiences. We go, okay, something's going on with me, but I'm not sure what that is. And you know, I know a lot of people do that, and they go, okay, what is happening with me? So,
right.
You know,
well, you know, I get a lot of that today with crystal children, indigo
right.
children that I read for. And there I was just talking. I go to a spiritual church here in Connecticut. And I was just talking to one of the members saying, you know, I feel frustrated for these children and these young adults because they feel different. They're
right.
odd. And I go, you aren't different. You're not odd. You're special.
Right.
And they need to acknowledge their specialness, shall I say.
Right.
And I just so hope I can somehow help, you know, in a local venue to try to find a support group or a place for these kids to bounce stuff off each other.
Right.
Because, you know, they don't know what to do with it. You know, they know they're different. They almost feel ashamed of it. I know with my gift when I was at Bassett Furniture, I didn't share what I did with everybody. You know, you kind of had a knowingness, a feeling. And then as time went by, you know, people are opening up. The worse the world gets, the more people are opening up to the metaphysical, I believe. And finally, as time went by, I didn't hide it. It's like, I am what I am, you know, and this is what I do. And I talk to angels and, you know, deceased people come and give me messages.
Right.
And that's the way it is.
And that's the way it is.
Yeah. And now I have a question. Do people look at you a little strange, some of your friends and people that, are you open to a lot of your friends and your family about this?
Oh, yeah. I haven't told my father. My father's very Catholic.
Okay.
And I had, before my mom passed, I did several readings for her.
Right.
Actually, I think she was gifted, but it
right.
was covered up in Catholicism a little too
right.
much. And she would say, that was great, but don't tell your father. Don't tell your father. He would not
right.
see that. So, but no, I don't hide it. Everybody I know, you know, knows what I do. And most of my friends are pretty spiritual. I think as time goes by, you just gravitate towards like-minded people. You know, a lot of people will look at me because it's channeled through me. Unlike friends of mine who can be hassled in the middle of the night, for instance, with my mother at 4 o'clock in the morning, trying to bug her with messages to give to me, I choose it to come in.
Right.
So I choose it to come in my readings by saying a prayer regarding a certain subject matter that they feel that I should tell people. So that I like, as opposed to other people who can be hounded day and night. Sometimes some of my friends, when we're just out and about, you know, they're having a problem and they'll go, so what's your take on that? So what are you feeling anything? And I go, I have to get in the zone.
Yeah, right.
So that's good because it doesn't.
Yeah, you have to get in that place to open up. Yeah.
But, I mean, that's just me. You know, everybody gets it different ways.
Right, definitely. Yeah, because like with me, you know, sometimes I'm just bombarded, but I've learned how to tone it down where they don't, you know, come in all the time. But I've learned how to do that over time.
That must be very tough.
It is tough at times, yes. It's like, okay, will you all be quiet for just a second? Just let me breathe for a second.
Yeah.
But you do learn how to tone it down. And, you know, the one thing that I liked, what you said, you know, that every time that you protect yourself, and I find that very important in the work that we do, you know, to surround us with white light or however we protect ourselves, you know, say that prayer. And that's why I start this program every single time with prayer, because I believe that that's very important. And it sets the intent, it sets my intent for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I think that's very important for us.
Well, you're doing wonderful work.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm glad that you're here and you're doing wonderful work, too. We do have some people that would like to talk to you, I'm sure. Do you want to talk to a few people?
Sure.
Okay, let's go ahead and let's see. Let's get Nancy on here. Some of these people have been waiting for a little bit here. So, Nancy, you're on air with myself and Carol. We appreciate you calling in. How can we help?
Hi. I can certainly relate to what you're talking about. And I just want to actually just get some confirmation. I feel like I'm supposed to write some music and put a CD together in the next few months. And so I'm thinking that I need to get Jim to write the music, Barry to produce it, and various artists that live in my city to sing the songs. Am I getting this right, or do you get something else?
Absolutely. I work with a pendulum, and as I'm listening, when it goes in a certain position, it's telling me yes, and as you were talking, this thing is ready to take off on me. It is saying yes so very strongly. I'm getting something about the first and third person particularly being of most importance to you. You are a very gifted young woman, and you need to spread the word and spread the light. I feel like there was something maybe 2 or 3 years ago that kind of pulled you down or held you down, but I feel like you released it. Is that making any sense to you?
Yeah, just finishing up the whole thing with my mother.
Oh, okay. You have nowhere to go up, my child. I love you, and I'm very and I surround you with a lot of healing. Your father going home? I feel like I'm getting somebody from the other side popping in. Is your father gone?
Oh, yes, he is.
Okay. He's popping in saying, I love you, and I surround you with a lot of healing energy and light. This is something that you need to do. I feel like sometimes when he was here, he wasn't able to be there for you in a lot of ways. I hope you understand that I did. Was he a quiet man? Could he not show his feelings?
Yeah, he was very quiet, and yeah. we didn't have a good relationship when he died.
Right. He asks you to forgive him, my child, and know that I love you and I surround you with a lot of healing energy and light. Do you, as I was talking before, people have passed come different ways. This year, I'm getting a lot of messages of warmth and heat in your body, particularly like in your solar plexus. Have you been experiencing that at all?
Yeah, and I was kind of dumbfounded as to what was going on.
That's your daddy around you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's when he's around you, just talk to him. You know, talk to any. You know, they can hear us.
Okay.
And you know, just know that they're there. Cars are also great places to talk to them, even to vent and yell to them if you're frustrated, you know. And I also recommend if people have had a rough time with a family member or anybody in your life who's passed, well, actually not even, somebody that you're having issues with, to journal. Journaling is a wonderful way of releasing. You know, you can write letters to him, and he's going, yes, please do that. Once a week you have to do this every day for 45 days. And then you might want to, once a week, look over what you read and then release it. Rip it up, burn it, let go of it. He wants you to let go of all the pain that he caused. He says, you do not deserve what I did, and he doesn't want you to carry that with you anymore, okay?
All right. Great. That does make me feel better. But is he specifically talking about him, or is he talking about my mother?
He's talking about release. You said you had trouble with your father, right? Did I understand you correctly?
Both my father and my mother.
Oh, okay. But both your parents are gone now?
No, my mother's not. She's still
here. Okay. No, this is your father coming in.
Okay.
With messages. And this is your father's energy in your solar plexus that you're feeling.
Okay. So, I'm just so grateful to figure out what it is.
I know, that's what people said. I had that happen with a niece, and I said, your nana's around you, and it's heat in your tummy. And she goes, oh, my God, Auntie Carol, I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, I was getting worried. Now I'm like, yeah. Oh, wow, okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, always check it out just to be certain, but it's your daddy around you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you have helped so much. You are really a blessing, and I just truly thank you for helping me get through this and know that I'm on the right track. So.
And I'm getting Mary Margaret is your angel. Always talk to her. She's around you. She's like a favorite aunt or maybe an older cousin that you have a close relationship with. She'll help you with anything you do. She's tall. She's got dark hair. And she said, I'm kind of, in, you would say, I'm lean and mean. I'm there for you always, and I love you very much, and I'll help you any way I can. And thank you for being in my life, my child. Oh, wow. Nice.
Wow. Now she's a guardian angel?
That's your guardian angel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. I didn't know that. Oh,
yes,
awesome.
We all have one.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you have just been so great. You made my day.
My pleasure.
Thank
Anything
you.
Else that you need to ask? Or, Michael, do we have other people that we have to ask?
We have several people. So.
Okay.
Okay.
But we do appreciate you calling in, Nancy. All right?
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate it. Blessings to you both.
Sure. Bye, Nancy.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we have several people on here. So, but that was really good. Now, how do we get hold of you if somebody wants to get hold of you? How do we get hold of you?
Sure. My website is www.angelchanneler, CHANNELER.com.
And you know, I'd recommend people getting hold. You know, a lot of times a lot of people ask me, go, why do you have other people on your show? Because you're a reader. Aren't you afraid they're going to take your business? And I go, no, we're not in competition with each other. We all have, you know, different things that we do. And there's plenty of people in the world that need help.
It depends. Sure, it depends on the area. Like I'm in, well, not that it matters. I'm in Connecticut, and like you, I do phone readings as well. Some people want phone readings. I mean, I have some people in my same town. They're just such busy people, or they have little ones, and they don't want to get sitters, and they just rather do it by phone. So.
Right. Yeah. And the spirit, you know, a lot of times people say, well, is it different if I do like a face-to-face or if I do a phone reading? Now, I don't see any difference. You know, I think that spirit's the same no matter how we pass that information on to you, if you face-to-face or on a phone. So I don't think it really matters. Let's go ahead and talk to Linda and get her on here with you. Linda, we appreciate your patience, and you're on air. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Linda.
Good.
Hi. I have just kind of, I got fired today, and I'm kind of, it's odd, but it's not, it's kind of like, you know, I'm okay with it, but it's still, you know, your ego, it's still a stinger.
Sure.
And I'm just tired, and I'm just like, help at this point. And I know that I'm always heard by my guardian angels. I call them God Squad. That's what I call them.
Oh,
my
that's
God
cute.
Squad.
I like that.
Thank you.
And, I'm going to coin that one, if you don't mind.
It's okay. You're more than welcome to borrow it. I know that they're with me, and I know that they hear me, but I need a breakthrough, and I just kind of need some words of encouragement. I need a breakthrough.
Right, okay. Before you even said anything, I was getting that everything's falling apart around you. You need to know, my child, that I'm with you. I send you a lot of healing energy and light, and I'm bringing... You got a father? I got a mail coming in from the other side. Who do you... Is your dad over there?
I don't know him.
Oh, okay.
The only person, I mean, I know my granddad, my mother's father, but it could be my dad. I don't know him.
Oh, okay. Anyway, he's coming through saying he sends you a lot of healing energy in light. June and July, something wonderful, wonderful, blow your mind wonderful is going to pop up for you. You're going to be so happy that you got pushed out of the nest. I got pushed out of the nest when I was at that furniture company. And I know what you're going through, your ego, because I was always offered every job in the company I worked for. And it was like, oh, my God. But you know what? It's a sign of the times today. People, you know, please don't personalize it. You're a very thought-provoking individual. You have a lot to offer people. And you don't need to take the garbage that you had to take from some of these people that were under you almost. Am I hearing that right?
What do you mean? You mean at this job?
At the job that you were at.
I mean, they weren't under me. See, I came in, it was a temp to perm position. I was told that it was going to go permanent, and then midway through, I was told that that's not the case, and so the agency couldn't give me a clear answer, and then the woman that I don't want to say supported, but the woman that I reported to,
right.
I think her level of expectation maybe wasn't really realistic. So it was kind of like, okay, I'm doing this for the paycheck, but God, in my heart, I know that I'm really not here long term. I'm just here for a paycheck, but I'm at a place where it's like I can't just work for the money. Whatever I do has to align with my spirit.
It's
bigger than money.
Yeah, we have to feed our souls. If we don't feed our souls, it takes effect in our bodies. You know, our emotions can make us sick and, you know, settle in different parts of our bodies. You know, Louise Hay has that book on, was it Heal Thyself or something? So, you know, it's probably the greatest thing that could have happened to you, believe it or not, that you got pushed out of the nest on this one.
Okay.
You're going to have a great job coming to you. By August or September, you're going to be in a new place with new beginnings. You're going to have a wonderful, wonderful, lovely friend you're going to make there who's actually going to become a lifetime person in your life. She's an absolute delight. She's a little older. I get kind of a motherly feel from her. She's got dark hair and dark skin. She's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. She will hold your hand. She will comfort you in so many ways. You're going to be so thankful when this lady comes into your life. Is your mom still here?
No.
Okay. I think she's going to have a mom replacement feel to her, okay?
Okay.
Anything else? You got Gabrielle. Gabrielle is your guardian angel. She's strong. She's sturdy. She said, I'm sturdy. She said, I'm like 5'8", in great shape. You know, like think of her as an athlete. And she is there to shore you up. She's going to help you big time in the next couple of months. Always know that she's there for you. She loves you, and she supports you very much. Do you have a younger or older sister that you're having issues with lately?
Older.
Okay. Send her a lot of light and love. Is she bipolar by any chance?
She acts like it.
Yeah.
Well, if you say younger sister bipolar, that could be my sister-in-law. But if I do have an older
sister.
Well,
I didn't know if it was. I was getting younger, older. I don't know.
It's okay. My older sister, we're estranged. I don't talk to her.
Oh,
my sister-in-law, she's one minute she's normal, and the next minute she's not, and then you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, like you don't know who's walking.
Like an emotional gumbo.
Yeah. So all you can do is send her light and love, okay?
Okay.
Okay, my dear. Anything
can
else?
Can I ask a question, or is it no, we got to go?
We got to move on. So
okay.
We do appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Peace and blessings.
Okay. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Let's go ahead with the next call, 928. Let's go ahead and take you. Could you say your name for us, please?
Alfina.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hi.
A question?
Sure.
Sorry. I'm wondering about my love life.
You have somebody in your life now, but he's not the right one.
I'm just, like, wondering about two people.
Okay. Two people are in your life now?
Yes.
Okay. The shorter one's the better one for you. I don't know what that means. Does that make sense to you?
No. My question would probably be then, there's this guy, his name is Brian. I recently said some things to him, and I'm wondering if he's going to come back into my life or, you know, like what he's feeling right now, like toward me.
You recently said something to him?
Yes. Told him that I didn't want to communicate with him anymore.
Oh, okay. Is he going to come back into your life? No, I'm not getting that he's going to come back. It will be up to – you said you want to know if he's going to – do you want him back?
Yeah, because –
okay. Right for you? I'm getting that he's not the right guy for you. There's a cute, adorable guy who's going to show up literally on your doorstep in September. He's tall, he's handsome, he's very strong, maybe a little younger than you. He'll feed your heart and your soul like you cannot believe. This man
Like show up on my doorstep? Like, what
yeah,
do you mean?
Divine. He's divinely ordered, so I don't know, you know, they're probably meaning that figuratively, but, you know, I've had that happen where somebody actually did show up on somebody's doorstep. Don't give up. Don't settle.
Mm-hmm.
Don't settle. You got a grandmother who passed?
No.
Well, sometimes I still get them in. I'm getting, you have to stop settling. You picking? You're picking the wrong ones? No. Timing is everything, my child. This guy, Brian, has two different areas of his heart or his soul that needs big-time cleansing. I don't know what that means. They say you know what that's all about.
No, I don't.
You don't?
Yeah.
Okay. How long were you dating him?
We were not dating.
Oh, you weren't dating?
No.
Okay. You were just on the internet talking to him? I'm a little confused.
No, we were like friends, and I was just wondering if he was interested or not. And he was in my life for the past month and a half maybe, and yesterday I just sort of told him that I didn't want to communicate with him anymore because he wasn't really making an effort to show that he was interested. So.
Oh, well, then it's good. You know, it's time to move on. It's good for you if you can walk. You know, too many women, unfortunately, go, oh, I think I'll give it a try, and, you know, maybe things will get better. Nothing's going to happen there, sweetie. I'm sorry. Look forward to this guy I was telling you about. He's going to be adorable. You're going to love him. He's very comfortable. He's very loving, nurturing,
mm-hmm.
and kind. So he's tall, dark, and handsome. You're going to love him. So
okay.
I would just look forward to, what did I say? See, I can't, as soon as it comes out, I'm on to the next, what did I say, September? I can't remember what I said to you. When did I say for the show?
I think, yeah, you said September
yeah.
or something.
Yeah. So look forward to that. You're going to
okay.
have a good summer, too. June and July are going to be dynamite months for you. August, you're going to have a little bit of pain in your life. Nothing ultra serious, a lot of sadness somehow. But by September, blue skies are ahead for you. You're going to finish off the year wonderfully, too.
Okay.
And thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye. Thank you. All right. Let's go ahead and now with the angel readings. Now, you do those face-to-face if somebody wants to get a hold of you. What area are you in, and how would they do that if they want in
yes.
your area?
I'm in Connecticut. I'm in Milford, Connecticut. If anybody's in this vicinity, actually, I get people even from New York.
Right.
I do angel parties. I do angel circles locally.
Cool.
And then I also do, you know, phone readings, too, so they can... They can get in touch with me by my website, or they can get me at caroljoyce623@yahoo.com,
cool.
and we can work from there.
Right. Now, have you had any very interesting stories that you can share with us without breaking confidentiality? Anything that pops up?
Sure. There's one really cool story I love that's actually on my website. It's a lug nut story, I call it. This guy, Michael, who's here in Connecticut, and I did a phone reading, and the angels told me to tell him to be careful of the lug nuts on both his front tires. And he said,
mm-hmm.
Carol, it makes no sense. My car's a month old. I said, I don't know. I'm just telling you what the angels told me to tell you. And then he, 2 months later, he calls me. He said, I'm calling to thank you and the angels. And I said, for what? And he said, well, remember the reading. And I go, well, I remember reading for you, but, you know, I read for a ton of people. And once
right.
it's out, I'm on to the next thing. So he said, well, remember the lug nut situation. And of course I did. So he said he and his partner collect antique cars, and the most recent car they had collected wasn't sounding right, and they were driving it for a few weeks, and he brought it into the mechanic, and the mechanic said, you guys could have killed yourself. The lug nuts on both your front tires were all loose. So I use that as an example in readings that something I might tell somebody at the moment makes no sense. And like Mike, 2 months down the road, he has an aha moment about it. I had another cute story. A friend of mine, my friend Cindy, she wouldn't mind me sharing. I think she's actually listening in from someplace. But I was, she typed this thing up. During a reading, Carol told me that my father was sending me butterflies. She was upset. I believe it was either the passing of her father or her father's birthday. And I told her that he was going to be sending her butterflies. Did I know what that meant? It was during the summertime, she said, and I had some butterflies around me, so I thought that was what the message that was meant. That same afternoon, I went to the grocery store. When I came back to my car, I went to get in, and something on the ground caught my attention. It was a butterfly necklace. After that, I knew for certain what the message was. And I remember I kept saying, you're not going to see butterflies. I go, you're going to get butterflies. I said, it was just such funny verbiage, you know. And then another time, a woman that I read for, oh, here it is. I'll just read it to you. It says, Carol told me in my first session that my late husband, John, wanted me to go on a trip, and on that trip he was going to let me know that he was there in the form of running water. A week later, I went to Atlanta for 2 nights. That night, after brushing my teeth in the hotel bathroom, I went to bed. I heard the faucet dripping loudly, as it was the only sound in the room. I got up, shut it off as hard as I could, and it still had the slow, steady stream. So I shut the door and went back to bed. Drip, drip, drip. Got up again, put towels around the sink to soften the sound, but it dripped for the whole 52 hours that I was there. It turned out to be a comfort instead of an annoyance, so I didn't call housekeeping. I just went with the flow. Thank you, Carol, for making me aware of this small but meaningful presence. And that's what I was talking about previously. It could be something so silly as dripping water, you know, and what I say to people when they're in such pain about having lost loved ones, you know, they are leading a life over there in heaven. You know, some of them are just kind of hanging out, waiting for their loved ones to appear. Others are, you know, like people who've committed suicide or who've been in bad, you know, motorcycle accidents. They're helping those come over, pass over, and actually doing jobs over there. So right. we do live a life if we choose when we go to heaven. And people say, oh, you know, I'm worried about my father. I go, he's in heaven. You know, he's having a great time over there. We're the ones right. suffering and having to do our challenges.
Right, definitely. So, all right. Let's see. I had another question, but it just flew out of my head. I have that every once in a while. But let's go ahead and take another.
Happens to me a lot.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and take another call here really quick.
Sure.
Jane, you're on air with us. Hi.
Hey, how you doing? This is Jane in Colorado.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to see if you could pick up anything or any good information I could need from my mom or dad that have passed. I was close to both of them. And mother passed not that long ago, a year ago. Dad 14 years ago.
Okay. What's your mom's name?
Her name's Dorothy.
Your mom is very excited to be with you tonight. She's kind of joking. Did you never listen to her as a little one? Does that make sense?
Did I listen to her as a little
Not
one?
Not listen to her. She's joking. Like, you didn't listen to me.
Oh, no, I didn't. I was always like... No, I got
you're the
little,
you were
direction.
The rebel, huh?
Yep, I'm the rebel black sheep.
Okay. She wants you to know that there's a lot of new stuff coming into your life. Don't give up the ship. August and September are going to be wonderful months for you. She's going to be by your side. I don't know if I'm getting this right. Is it three siblings or four?
Yeah, there were three. My oldest one passed in 93, and then so now it's just my sister, who's 10 years older than I, and myself.
Oh, okay. Your was it a sister who passed in 93?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. She's jumping up and down with excitement, wanting to tell you more, give you more, tell you so much, and surround you with a lot of healing energy and light. I feel like you two were at odds when she was here. Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. She says that she's sorry that she never understood you. Are you creative? What is?
I'm independent, entrepreneur, creative.
Okay.
All those weird things that she was not about and my sisters weren't about, because my sisters were a bit older than I was.
Okay.
And my mother was about getting married when you're out of high school and starting to have babies, and I was about, I'm 52, and I've never had kids, and I've never been married, and it's not that I don't want to be.
Yeah.
It's just that I like to have things different, you know?
You're a free spirit, and you go, girls, what I say.
Yeah.
You are going to have a couple of mishaps. It's nothing serious. You just have to be careful. Are you kind of klutzy? Do you trip easily?
I do. I put in this awful wood flooring that's not wood. It's called laminate
mm-hmm.
in my house. And I wear golf socks around the house, and I've fallen a couple times.
Yeah. So just kind of be careful. I just feel like, are you tall?
Yeah, 5'9". Uh-huh.
You're leggy?
Tall and leggy and a little
yeah,
bit overweight right now.
Yeah, I get
right
leggy, and it's like almost, I don't know, it's like they're showing me like your feet kind of getting crossed over. So just please be real careful.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. She said she's sorry she didn't understand you now while she's on the other side. Because, you know, when we pass over, you know, all this grumpiness and curmudgeonness that people are, they become pure love and light. And, you know, when they look down on us, and believe it or not, they can actually even apologize sometimes. So she loves you, and she's sorry she didn't understand you. And she's proud of you for not falling into place, shall I say, okay?
Yeah.
In September, a really special person's coming into your life that's going to light up your life. He's got pretty blue eyes. That's how you're going to know him, okay?
Well,
you
got to
let me
funny.
Know. I
got
to
tell you, it's kind of funny. I have one now with really gorgeous blue eyes.
Oh,
and we're
okay.
We're in a long-distance relationship, and we're trying to make it more permanent, but it's kind of back and forth right now, you know, just because it's the distance stuff. But it's
oh,
been
maybe
so long.
Oh, hold on. Let me ask. Teresa's here. Oh, he's the one. Yeah, pretty
yeah.
blue eyes. You're going to land
good,
up with him.
Yeah, because we had a little falling out today, and I'm a bit upset. So
just go out and take a walk and breathe.
Okay.
All he right. loves you.
Thanks, Mom.
He loves you. Okay, they love you, and they're sending you a lot of healing energy and light from above. And roses. Who love roses? Something about roses.
Pink roses, my mom, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. She loves you very much.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye, hon.
Okay. That was nice. You know, and they do come through with those kind of symbols and signs for us just to let us know that, you know, they're still very much part of our lives. And that's what I love about the job that you and I do, is we get to, you know, pass on those messages of love and guidance. And that's pretty cool.
Yep.
Yeah. And to let people know that their loved ones do continue on. I think a lot of times people don't know that, you know, with sometimes, you know, here, a lot of times we make, you know, that so final. And it isn't, you know, our loved ones do go on. So that's
oh, I know.
Cool.
It's, you know, it's when I lost my mom, she had a terrible disease. It was like Lou Gehrig's, but it was, instead of taking you in a couple of years, it robbed her slowly for 13 years. So I was, when she passed, and she was 83, it was time. I was happy for her, you know, and my boyfriend, who's very traditional, didn't understand it, and I I think he looked at me like I had two heads because I was happy she was gone. It's like she's up in heaven with all her sisters having a great time. You know, they have a party for us when we go up there. And she's out of her pain, you know. So, you know, people like you and I, Michael, you know, unlike other people, when I hear of a passing, I go, yay, they're at peace and they're loving life and they're having a life, you know, and it's not the end. We do go on. Our souls go on, you know.
Definitely. All right, let's go ahead. I think we have time for one more call and before we have to say goodbye to you and move on to some other stuff, but let's go ahead and get one more call on here really quick. And
sure.
Could you say your name for us? 520, you're on air. Hi. Hello? You're on air. Hello? Are you there? Oh, okay. We're going to move on to the next caller. 843, you're on air with us, hopefully. Hi.
Hi.
Hello? Can you say your name for us? Hi.
It's Maggie. Hey.
Hi, Maggie. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
That's great. What can I do for you?
Well, I want to know about my love life and employment.
Okay. Very typical questions. Okay. You're not working now?
I'm working,
yeah.
But it's rumors of a layoff, another layoff. I just got it off in January. I got rehired February, and now I'm talking about another layoff. So I'm not sure.
Okay. All right, there is going to be another layoff. Are you going? I'm not getting that you're going to lose your job though. That this time around, is it a place like a, I don't know, for lack of a better word, a factory where they lay off and then they rehire and it kind of goes back and forth?
It's a bank.
Oh, a bank. Okay, you're not losing your job. I'm not getting you losing your job. Okay.
Any promotions? That'd be really, really great.
Yeah. I feel like September is going to be your month in so many ways. Are you? You're not seeing anybody now, right?
No, I'm hoping to. I think.
You need to get yourself out there more. Are you just staying home like too many young people that I'm reading for? You know, not so tired from work that you just plop when you come home. Are you getting yourself out there enough?
Not really, because it's usually trouble when you go out. And I was hoping it was someone at work, but whatever.
No, nobody at work. You are going to meet a really cute guy. The problem is you're going to have to look beyond, you know, quote-unquote, the type. I think he's a little shorter than you. He's very kind-hearted, very loving and nurturing. But I almost get a visual like you tapping him on the head. Like, he's going to feel too brotherly for you. They plead with you to try to give this guy a break because he's a really nice guy. You're going to be married. I'm sorry?
Sorry, somebody. You know, it's funny.
I get that you're going to end up getting married in 2 years, but please don't jump into it if it's not right, because if you do that, you'll be repeating this a few times in your life.
Well, I didn't jump into this one, so it's no problem.
Oh, okay. June's going to be a perfect month for you. Plan to get out there. They would appreciate if you start walking. You'd feel a lot better. You need to kind of clear your head a little more. Getting out there and walking would be a wonderful way for you to release, too.
Okay.
Is your mom still here or she passed?
No, my mom is here, but you call grandma mama, too, and grandma did
okay.
that.
And grandma's passed?
Yeah.
Okay. She's coming in for a quick hello to tell you that she loves you, and she surrounds you with a lot of healing energy, and she's going to help you, too. Do you ever feel a presence on your right behind you, like on your right shoulder? Like, I don't know how to explain it other than a presence, like denseness. On your right side. If you do, that's your grandmother's energy around you. Just talk to her, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Michael, are we out of time? I don't know. You let me know.
Yeah, we're about out of time. But we do appreciate you calling in, and hopefully she helped. All right?
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah. Well, Carol, it is running down on time here. I got a few things I need to mention on air, but I do appreciate you being here. How can we get a hold of you if we want to start reading with you?
Okay. It is www.angelchanneler, and my name's Carol Joyce, and I thank you for allowing me to speak today, and just let me know if I can help anybody.
Okay, we appreciate it, and you have a good night, okay?
Okay, God bless you.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that is Carol Joyce, and let me get her website. It is www.angelchanneler.com. Say that a couple of times really fast. Angel Channeler. www.angelchanneler.com, Carol Joyce. And it was a pleasure having her here tonight. Do apologize if you didn't get on air with her. We will be on air again tomorrow. As far as I know, if we're not having any technical issues, I'm debating about that. So we're going to try to work out some things on my end. But right now we're planning on being on tomorrow at 1 p.m. Something came up on my end. That's why we're going to cut the show short a little bit. Something came up on my end, and those things happen, and we just have to take care of human stuff. Nothing for you to worry about, just some things on my end. So I do appreciate you listening to the show tonight. Hopefully you got something out of it. I'm going to go ahead and close out. But like I said, check out my personal website at www.spiritualawakening.com. You can actually see some videos over there now. There are some more videos getting ready to come out. And check out the card reading for this week over there on www.spiritualawakening.com. If you would like to see the guests that are coming up on this program, you can go to our website at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. The other thing I want to tell you, I'm praying about making some changes to our programming. Be sure that you pray for me that I make the right decisions where to show it. This program for me has evolved several times since I've been on Blog Talk, because I'm evolving. We're always changing. We're always moving forward. And so I just always want to be in the flow of Spirit. I always want to do what Spirit wants me to do and listen to our angels, listen to our guides, and be sure that we are in that flow. I don't want to get stuck. And I think a lot of times we can get stuck very easily and not even know that we're stuck. So just be really careful about that in your own life. And if you're feeling stuck tonight, the one thing that I would tell you, and I'm sure Carol would do the same thing, is just ask your angels for guidance right now. You know, just ask them, what is my next step? How do I get out of this feeling? How do I move forward? What do you want to show me? What do you want to do in my life? You know, is there anything that I need to work on? You know, is there books that I need to read to, you know, help me improve? You know, a lot of times, you know, angels are always working in our lives, and they're showing those little signs of things that we should do. You know, when I first started talking about angels working in my life, when I first started doing what I do now, you know, when I didn't know what kind of deck of cards to get, I knew that Spirit wanted me to use some kind of deck of cards, and the only thing that I really knew, you know, was tarot cards. I knew about tarot cards. I didn't use tarot cards yet. So I went to my bookstore, my local bookstore here where I live, and I didn't know even what I was looking for. And I didn't even know if my local bookstore even had a New Age area. You know, some bookstores don't. And so I went and I walked down the aisle that said New Age, and I went down there, and there were some tarot cards and there were some oracle cards. And I was like, okay, what are those? I didn't know what those were even about, because all I ever heard of was tarot cards. And so I was sitting there, or standing there, not sitting there. That would have been a little weird if I was sitting in the aisle. But standing there, and so I was standing there, and And I go, okay, if I'm supposed to have a deck of cards, can you please show me what deck that you want me to have? And the next thing that happens is this deck of cards falls off of the shelf and right in front of me. And it's the Healing with the Angels deck. It fell right in front of me, right off of the shelf. And Spirit works that way. So ask, and Spirit will give you signs. Just pay attention to them, okay? Thank you so much for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio tonight. I do appreciate it so much. Carol, it was a pleasure having you here tonight. Again, let me give you her website one more time as we close out. It is www.angelchandler.com. If you would like to drop me an email and, you know, just talk to me or whatever, you can write me at my personal email, which is insightswithmichael@ymail.com, or you can write our business email, which is spirituallyawakenings@gmail.com. All right? Those are ways of getting hold of me, or you can use any of the contact forms on any of the websites, because there's those on both of the websites that we have. All right? Okay, until next time, you be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. You are spiritually awakening always. Let's go ahead and close out with the song. Rose, thank you for your help tonight. I appreciate it so much. And let's go ahead and close out with this song. And we will talk to you again in the near future.
Different than everybody else. Just when I feel I've reached the moon, you look at me and say, let's go higher, let's go higher. You say, baby, don't look down, look at what we found, and let's go higher, let's go higher. I'll be